Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba. Are you ready for another phone jibba?
Okay, you know those ice cream places where they mix stuff in?
Oh, yeah.
What if you called one and tried to convince them to help you prank your friend by mixing some pretty nasty stuff into his ice cream?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's our latest prank call. It's the phone jibba. Here we go.
Creamery, this is Alan.
Yeah, hi, Alan. My name is Rick, and I have a friend, Jerry, who has a birthday coming up, and he loves ice cream. Whenever we go out and get ice cream, it's always the same thing. Chocolate chips, sprinkles, you know, cookie dough. It's that type of thing in there. If there's anything chocolate covered, he'll put it in his ice cream.
Okay.
So what I would like to do is come ahead of time, and I'll just give you the little package. It'll say, you know, Jerry's Fixins or whatever you call it. And then you'll just throw those down and mix them in the ice cream. And I'll tell you when we're going to come. I'll text you ahead of time. Is that something you could do?
Yeah, so we probably have stuff that he likes here already.
Okay.
You know, we have Kit Kats and sprinkles.
No, I got that. And that's not really the direction I'm going. This is more of like a surprise joke surprise. And we're always playing pranks on one another. So this would be more like along kind of a prank thing, what I would do. So I'll bring you the ingredients. How would you like me to bring them to you guys?
Do you mind me asking what those things are?
Oh, no, not at all. Some of it's like chocolate-covered insects, ants, crickets, aww, stuff like that. But there's so much chocolate, he's not going to be able to tell what it is till he takes a bite.
Oh,
and then
God.
We even went as far as my daughter has a pet gerbil. We took some of the gerbil droppings. We had those covered in chocolate. And so when he takes a bite of that ice cream, it's going to, trust me, it's going to be like a total shocker.
Oh, really? Chocolate-covered crickets?
It's going to be like chocolate-covered insects and then some gerbil droppings. Nothing that's harmful to him or whatever. And like I said, you'll just dump it on your cold plate and mix it in with the ice cream real quick, and we'll give it to him. And then I'm going to have my... Yes?
I don't know if we could do that.
How come?
That's not really sanitary.
Well, it is sanitary because it's covered in chocolate. It's not like you're rubbing... You know, you're not rubbing gerbil droppings all over the cold plate. And by the way, no germs can live on that plate. You clean it every time, don't you?
I don't think we'd be able to do that here. I mean, it's covered.
Are you serious? Give me one good reason why you wouldn't be able to do that. Because a minute ago, you were fine with me bringing stuff in.
I mean, you can bring stuff in, but gerbil droppings, I
what's the difference?
Do that.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, it's waste. It's gerbil droppings.
I understand, but they're chocolate covered. It's not like they're touching anything. They're covered in chocolate. It's the same as a chocolate covered peanut, right?
Yeah, but a peanut and dropping are two different things.
Not if they're covered in chocolate. That's why you bite it and you don't know. So I don't understand what the issue is here. Come on, man. Don't be like that. Be cool.
Yeah, I don't think we...
Don't you want to see a good prank? Don't you want to see him bite that and the look on his face when he realizes he's eating gerbil poop and insects instead of cookie dough and brownie bites? Come on.
I mean, that's a good prank, but I mean, that could mess with his health. I don't think
that's not going to mess with his health. Oh, haven't you seen Naked and Afraid? Those people eat that stuff all the time. That's how they stay alive. It's actually pretty healthy for you, to be honest. There's a ton of protein.
I mean, I see dogs do that, but not humans.
Well, they do it all the time on TV. There's a show, Naked and Afraid, and people eat their own. They even eat their own droppings. Oh, yeah. They do it all. Listen, I'm going to come down Thursday and give you the stuff. I'll give you a good tip, okay? Don't you worry about that.
I don't know if I can do that. I can't do that.
You can do it. Come on. Don't be uptight, man.
I really can't.
Alan, don't be uptight. Be fun.
No, I...
how much?
Sorry,
what are we talking? 30
that.
Bucks? Four,
that's,
how about
so
$500?
I mean,
for 5,000?
For
$5,000? You couldn't do it? $5,000?
No, I would probably
dude,
throw up watching him eat that.
Dude, you're going to go viral. Don't you want to go viral?
I mean, I'm going to throw up, and he's going to throw up when he finds out, and everyone's
going to
throw
up. Okay, then mix that in. Mix it all in. It'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm getting sick just even thinking about it.
Tell you
that.
What, how about this? How about you throw in a little bit of the jibba in there and mix that in, and so it'll be droppings, it'll be insects, and then jibba all over the place, and he'll take a bite of that.
What's a jibba?
A jibba is a prank call we're playing on you right now.
Oh, man.
Cesar,
because that was disgusting.
Cesar, your manager told us to call you and prank
you.
Oh,
man. Dang, I was like, what is this guy into? I mean, our health codes would never permit anything like that. Man.
You just made a phone, Shiba. It's Morton in the Morning. Phone, Shiba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute.
That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the
50s. See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.